Thank you for calling Dayton Corrugated Packaging Commonwealth Container. If you know your party's extension number, please enter it now. For a directory of extensions, press pound. For operator assistance, press zero.
This is Kristen. May I help you?
Hi, good morning, Kristen. Is Gary available?
Yes, can I tell him who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Russell from Cardiff.
Hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
This is Gary.
Hey Gary, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, I know you're pretty busy, so I just need a quick 30 seconds here.
Okay.
We specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Just trying to touch base here with you and see what you have going on right now that could use some funding.
Right now, we're not doing anything. We're just pretty much hanging in there and keeping things going.
Okay, well, if that's the case, and which is also great to hear, is there maybe a better time for me to just check in and see how business is treating you guys?
Maybe 6 months from now, see what the election does and see what everybody does to us after the election.
Got it. See what the industry does. All right.
Well, all righty.
If that's the case, what's a good email for me to just shoot over my contact info? That way, if something does come up, you know, I'd just love to become a future resource for you and your company.
All right. It's Gary R. at DaytonCorrugated.com.
Okay, great. And yeah,
ready?
just to understand a little bit more, you know, say 6 months down the road, we do talk again. You know, would you see yourself maybe bringing on some new equipment, or are you just trying to open up possibly, you know, some working capital?
Well, we're really equipment full at this facility. Our plant is full. So we really can't add any equipment.
Well, okay.
And down the road, it's going to have to look a new building, or I don't know if we want to update equipment in this building or not. But so right now we're doing well and hanging in there. So
got it.
Hate to stick a stick in the hornet's nest. So
hey, no, nothing wrong with that. No, it's
that's
all good.
Right. So,
so yeah,
we're hanging in there.
Got it. And so you're saying that you maybe, you know, in 6 months to a year, somewhere along those lines, you guys have put some thought towards maybe upgrading to a larger building, or?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And so you say that's in about 6 months you'd be thinking about doing something like that?
We would be considering it, yes. But yeah.
Got it. Okay. And how's business been treating you guys this year? Would you say it's been growing or staying pretty just steady?
We've been growing.
Oh, good to hear it. What would you attribute to that growth?
Just our little niche, maybe. Or when you're a little guy, it don't take much increase to show growth or whatever. But
hey, don't count yourself out like that.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it's a lot of the big conglomerates are buying each other up, and when they buy each other up, they always throw the little stuff that they don't want out, so we
Got
get to
it.
Pick it up.
Okay, so you kind of get to grab the scraps up from those guys.
That's right.
Got it. So would you say you have any major smaller competitors? You're saying it's kind of you against the big guys.
We're not against the big guys. We're just kind of there to support the big guys. The
Got
stuff
it.
They don't want, we like it.
Hey, that's fine, right? So do you have much competition for that then?
Yes, there's a lot of competition, but there's so much consolidation going on that there's a lot of scraps falling off the table.
Got it. So they're kind of, you know, there for the taking, but is there anything in
yes.
particular that your company does to maybe set you apart from, you know, those other competitors?
Not a lot. I mean, they're just, other than we try to get it when they want it.
Got it. Okay.
We try to expedite things for them and get it done and things they can't get done, so they'd rather see us do it and then hurry.
Mm-hmm. So is there a particular time of the year that, you know, things do start to pick up, or is it relatively consistent?
It's pretty steady.
Got it.
It's pretty steady.
Okay, so yeah, do you do any sort of like marketing? That's the other thing I was wondering, or do you kind of just, you know, get word of mouth and be able to gain your business that way?
Well, we've got about 6 salesmen to go out and bang on doors. We want to try to get direct, and then we deal with the integrateds and the big guys that sub-feed out or farm out stuff to us. So between the two, it keeps us occupied.
Got it. Okay, well, that's good. At least, you know, you're getting out there and making sure you find business, right?
You betcha.
Okay, and I know we were discussing equipment a little bit earlier, and I know you're pretty much filled up. But you're saying there's, you know, a possibility you'd be looking for maybe replacing some of the current equipment you have?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a possibility, you know, if you get the real demand, or they bring it, you know, equipment's getting faster and faster all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the useful life of equipment is, as long as you want to keep repairing it, it stays pretty well.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how much more you want to sink into each piece, right?
Yes. So, but then when you look at the new stuff, you think, well, it's not that much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how much, what kind of a pieces of equipment do you currently run in your shop right now?
A couple flexos, some specialty gluers, and some rotary die cutters and things like that.
So quite a few different pieces. You usually buy those new when you do decide to get those pieces?
Some we've bought new, some we've bought used.
Okay, so prices must range a little bit, you know, because of that?
Yeah, from new equipment probably costs you $3 million a piece. And
oh, wow.
You get old, new stuff for $500,000. So it just depends on where you want to be and the food chain and how much maintenance you got and how much you want to do. And
got it.
So
do you have like a particular vendor that you usually work through in order to, you know, pick up those newer used pieces?
Not really. Just wherever it happens. From the new stuff, we just go to the vendors that sell it, the BOPs or the whoever, and things like that. And used stuff, we just kind of keep our ears and eyes open, buy from different brokers that have equipment available.
Yeah, and you usually finance those pieces, right?
Do what?
And do you usually finance those?
Yes.
Would you say that the majority of the times that you end up getting equipment, you know, who you buy it from, those vendors offer in-house financing, or do you kind of usually go through a third party?
No, we all either go through our own bank or third party or whatever.
Got it. Okay. Well, so yeah, you know, about 6 months down the road, we'll definitely get in contact. I'll shoot you over a quick email right now. And,
Sounds good.
Anything comes up, love to become a resource for you. And, yeah, we'll be in contact in a little while then.
Sounds like a deal.
All right. Good talking to you, Gary.
Mm-hmm. You take care.
You too. Bye.